cyberspace devotee Arun in Colorado, in the United States. He has read that God contacts the devotee. And he's very fond of Shiva. Wondering, though, if he worships other gods, will they be jealous of one another? You've chosen the supreme god Shiva, who pervades the universe and is most strongly felt in the Shiva temple, just as the sun shines equally everywhere. But you take a magnifying glass and you can concentrate that energy and start a fire. Contact with any of the gods, including Shiva, works both ways. You contact the god contacts you, just like people. One contacts another when one wants to. You have to discriminate, however, what you read, because often you read Puranic stories that implicate the gods as asuras or demons. It is the asuras and demons that become jealous and become angry and do all kinds of mischievous retaliations. Years ago, we went through our libraries and took all of the Puranic stories that implicated the gods in a wrong way and threw them in our garbage can. We suggest you begin the master course, dancing with Shiva, living with Shiva, and merging with Shiva, a 365-day study, year after year after year, and you'll get a proper perspective of Sanatana Dharma in a contemporary way. The central tenets of Sanatana Dharma is ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, physically, mentally, emotionally. That's where the gods are trying to create among humans who call themselves Hindus.